Songwriters play a big role in the Nigerian music scene. And when you look at or you ask questions about why or how, so you have there's an avenue for artists to generate money, even if they are not blown yet, which is if you think you are on that level where you are trying to find your breakthrough, but it's not coming through, and you know someone who is bigger, who wants to take your song or your song, then you record a song, you send to the team, they like it, then the bigger artist voice the song, performs the song, and there's a split sheet or there's some sort of arrangement. Maybe you are selling the song outrightly. That used to be the case before we got to Afrobeats to the world, right? So you say, let's say for example, you have a song that you recorded. You say, okay, this bigger artist wants it. You give it for 1 million naira. And you get paid for 1 million naira and that's it. Or on the long term, you say, okay, you know what? I want to make royalties off of it. Maybe I'm going to be paid maybe 13,000 every time it's XYZ amount of numbers, right? So there are different deals, different ways to it. However, this does not only mean because you are not blown, that's only when you become a songwriter. Even artists write for other artists. I think Adekunle Good wrote for Davido at one point. He mentioned it. Tenny also wrote like that for Davido. I mean, there are a lot of instances where other artists write for other artists. So it's not just to upcoming artists, right? And there are so many reasons why songwriters are very, very important in the Nigerian music industry. Because you look at some artists, let's even take maybe Wizkid, for example, or Burna Boy, for example. This guy perform or they go for shows maybe 6 to 7 months of the year, right? Maybe they are going for arenas, they are going for this, they are going for that. And in that, whatever contract they sign with a record label, maybe they are supposed to deliver like 3 albums or so. So they need to also write and record songs even if they're on the road, right? But so sometimes they might say, okay, I need inspiration somewhere, or there's a song that I really like, you want this person to write for you. So in that regard, you can have like a songwriter write the song for you. And there are different ways. Some people, while you're in the recording booth, everybody's recording, right? While like an artist is recording, someone might just add certain melodies to a song. His name gets accredited in like probably songwriter or composer or whatever. There are so many ways as to why these people are important. Also, songwriters do not only just write lyrics or whatever, or you think they just write a bunch of lyrics and you just send it to Davido. There's a tweet I think Don Jazzy made maybe like 3 years ago that was saying the same thing, which is a lot of people need to write songs. You can make money as, I can't remember the tweet verbatim, so I'm paraphrasing. So you have to like also create we have to create an avenue as to how songwriting is also an industry in itself. So it helps the whole ecosystem when we are doing this Afrobeats to the world thing. And why do we popularize opinion of videos online, right? Especially those who have the clout, who say nonsense about this person is not writing a song, this person is writing a song. This is not hip-hop, this is Afrobeat, right? Which is music. Afrobeat is loosely Nigerian pop music, right? African pop music, that's what we call Afrobeat. And you have, I mean, that definition can go either ways, right? Since everything is just packed together. And you have other people, you have to come online to say, this person didn't write a song, that person does not write a song. It is not a big deal. Chris Brown hires a lot of songwriters. Beyonce hires a lot of songwriters. Rihanna hires a lot of songwriters. And so many more like that. Sia used to write for all these artists. I think she wrote Chandelier or a particular song for Rihanna. She didn't use the song and she performed it herself and it became a very, very big song. So big artists might not be available all the time to record. They're probably on the road for shows and tour or whatever. Sometimes they need some songs to say, oh, I like this song, I like this song. In fact, you can co-write songs and that's it. There's no big deal about it. So you have people who influences this kind of conversation online, and which is either is ignorance or they are pushing an agenda. And I hope people stop giving them the currency that they so much value, which is attention and engagement, right? So we have a lot of people who need to even understand that songwriting as an artist who is hiring a songwriter, it doesn't mean you, your work, or your low quality. It is to help make a better song. That is what is most important. A great song or a good song can have 10, 15 credits. It happens. Kanye West Watch the Throne. Go and check how many credits is on it. I'm not saying Kanye West is hiring a ghostwriter. That's another conversation. This is not hip hop, right? So going forward, I hope people need to, I hope people understand how important songwriters are, because it's part of the ecosystem that people should try and build, because Nigerian music industry is not even refined properly. So in a scene, in the same world where Nigeria is trying to structure this industry very well, the songwriting people are going to make more money, more gigs, even if you are not blown, right? Even if you are not blown, you are sure to say, oh, okay, this is an avenue for me to generate money, to write songs, either sell it outrightly or do a spaceship, right? And so here's what I think again. We need to seek knowledge if we don't have them. Ask questions. We should not elevate or we make opinions of idiots more popular on the internet. So because a lot of these things are, who raised them? Mostly stans. Stans, all they do is follow. They don't listen to music and have a mind of their own. They wait for their thoughts leader to make a point, and then they are in the replies.